Break Studios. It's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hyped. Be hyped. This is...
What is going down, everybody? Back for another episode of MojoBreak.com's The Hype. This is episode number 109. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at MojoBreak_com. Same thing on Instagram. And we do this weekly, guys, so check out the archives. This is episode 109. We have 108 other episodes to listen to. You can check us out on Stitcher, Overcast, any of the podcast outlets. Thank you guys so much for the great feedback from the show. We do appreciate it, and that's the reason why we do this. Today's show, you can look at the screen. If you're listening to the audio, I'll describe it. We're talking about Zion. Zion Mania. Again, it is the topic of conversation. We're also going to talk a little bit of Baker. Baker, is he a faker? Is it time to jump off that bandwagon for Baker? So that's coming up in the show as well. But we're going to get right into Zion. The Immaculate Collegiate has dropped, and the resale market has been absolutely crazy. 2019-20 Immaculate Collegiate Basketball is what we're talking about. Was only sold direct through Panini, so you can see all those boxes on eBay, and you can see a lot of the cards starting to pop up. We got some early data on some of the big autos and some of the just regular RPAs of Zion, so we're going to have a discussion. Because it's craziness already, and we're also going to talk about some upcoming NBA releases and our thoughts on that. So, C-Rad, I mean, you busted a couple boxes of it so far. What do you think about the product?
Freaking awesome.
It's freaking amazing.
It's what you hope for when you rip a basketball box, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got all on card, mostly. There's some sticker vets, but they got all the top rookies, nice patches, and a lot of stuff, low-numbered, low print, you know what I'm saying? Like, every box got a banger, at least one or two. Yeah, great chance at Zion. How could you beat it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they only made about 1920 boxes. We'll get into the statistics a little bit later in this segment. You know, we've pulled three Zion autos out of four boxes so far, so it's been a really good run. You won't really see this in a lot of the products coming up. You can see it some of the early sales. The one we have on the screen here, the 101 with the Duke logo, somebody had it up for $40,000, wound up selling for $15,000.
That is the one I saw. I swear, like that card, somebody must have listed something else. Like maybe they were selling boxes and they were using that the photo.
They might have stole that person's photo.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that a good deal? Is $15,000 for a player worn, I'm assuming that's not going to be game worn, player worn Duke logo, is that a good deal?
No.
Does that go up from here?
No. I think it's a good deal.
No. You do? C-Rad, explain to us why it's a good deal.
Going back to the same thing I've said in past shows, you fast forward 10 years from now, if Zion's half the player, or even especially if he is the player everybody thinks he's going to be, this is going to be a card that's going to keep going up. Even if it's a collegiate one, it's still a 101.
I think I heard a little groaning from Dan. What do you think?
Nah, man. There's going to be so many more Zion cards.
Not so many more 101s, though.
No, there will be.
There'll be
a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of products. My headphones are crackling.
Yeah, mine too.
But
let me turn. I turned on the master volume.
So there's going to be so many more 101s. So many more Zions. So many more patch autos. Throughout the season, this is a Duke. The Pelicans is obviously going to sell for better. It's going to sell for more. Yeah. It's going to be more collectible. I don't know what he's going to have to do in his career for that card to appreciate and go up. I don't know.
Just be the next guy.
Doug was saying something earlier. He's all very nonchalantly. He's all, you know, win a championship like right now, first year.
I'm not saying I'm putting my can you guys still hear me?
Yeah. Highly unlikely. The Pelicans, I think if they squeeze into the playoffs in the West in the 8th spot, maybe 7th spot, I think that is a huge success for a season.
I'm not saying I'm going out there and I'm going to Vegas and I'm putting $100,000. Let's just be more realistic and say
$100,000.
$100,000. I would never bet on anything.
I don't know why we're peaking like that.
Yeah, I don't know either. How's the audio in the chat,
so
guys? By the way,
The peaking I can tell you right now is coming from the little the black knobs on top of the mixer.
Yeah, let me
flip those need to be turned down a little bit. It's okay. The preamp that's peaking.
Okay, but what I was saying is. I'm using a term from football, any given Sunday, you know, basketball, there's a chance. You just never know. I'm not saying it's a very slim chance, but could you imagine? I'm just saying, put this in perspective. If he does somehow win a championship in his first year and obviously rookie of the year, then you're talking about this card is a $30,000.
Actually, in basketball, there really isn't a chance. Can you name the last time an 8 seed went to the finals?
Well, I can tell you that the Warriors beat a first seed. An 8 seed beat a first seed.
Yeah, and I don't think that's happened many times. And I'm pretty sure there's never been an 8 seed that's made it to the finals.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have a
there isn't a chance.
They have a seasoned coach in Alvin Gentry that knows the winning way of basketball. And they have guys around Zion. It's not like they just have a team of nobodies. They have first rounders. They have a ton of first rounders on that team. I'm not saying, like I said, I'm just saying, but could you guys imagine, let's put it in perspective, if he literally wins the finals, and his cards are already selling at this price, and then he wins the finals, oh my God. I mean, we're talking about just the cards selling for the price of houses.
Yeah.
And to be devil's advocate on your point about one-of-ones, there actually won't be that many college one-of-ones compared to Pelican one-of-ones.
True, and who collects college cards?
I don't know. Not me, but there's a lot of people that collect college cards.
College cards.
Yeah, but I think you'd prefer NBA cards.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, if you have a choice, if you're like, I can have that Zion 101 with the Duke logo, or I can have a 101 Logo Man Zion pictured in a Pelicans uni, you're going to go with the Pelicans uni.
Of course, but there's going to be a huge
price
difference.
Yeah,
there's
not even be close. What, $100,000 on the Logo Man?
Dude, we got to stop throwing crazy numbers around,
for
man.
Me,
like,
well, that's the whole point.
I get it. I get it. Zion came out. He looked pretty electric.
He looked electric before the game the other day, though.
Just sitting around?
His entire career.
Just sitting around?
His entire basketball career, he's looked electric.
Yeah, but the difference between this is that he's actually doing it against.
Now he's in the NBA.
He's doing it against NBA players.
One game, so far.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't. What
and
he did.
In his other action, he got hurt. So 50% of the games, he's gotten hurt. He's played in the NBA.
But that's my take. You're taking my take.
No,
You know, he looked great. He looked like he may be in the key. He may be unstoppable. I don't know. I how long can he do it? Does he have like 2 to 3 years of like just pure domination, crazy highlight dunks? Do you think that Zion's going to be playing even close to this level in 10 years? It's going to be exciting. Going to be exciting for 2 years.
So what is as it stands right now? What are the negatives about Zion? We talk about the positives. What are the negatives?
He's too big.
He's too big.
He's 285 pounds.
You act like that's like fat boy.
He ain't skinny.
I'm pretty close to that. I'm sure he's a lot taller than me.
Yeah, you don't. You can't dunk.
No, I get pretty close. I might be able to touch the rim.
I don't know, man.
I could.
I don't know.
I can do a sweet layup. I've been practicing my right hand too.
His weaknesses are the same weaknesses that almost every rookie comes into the league with. Can't shoot as well and can't play great defense yet.
I mean, Ben Simmons made a three. He shot a three. He made it.
His first NBA career three.
His form looked amazing. He's been working on it.
Yeah.
What if Ben Simmons, he shoots threes? What does that do? What does that do to hit? If he is a legit shooter, mm-hmm. that makes him the best player in the league.
Well, and that's the other thing is Ben Simmons was the new booty back in 16-17, right? So you can kind of compare him to Zion, just a physical gifted guy that nobody's seen somebody that size that could dribble and play a point guard position at that size, right? So, but I'm not saying Simmons cards don't sell well. They still sell pretty well, mm-hmm. But they're not Zion cards anymore. So if you're comparing Zion to Simmons, and Simmons, you know, was one game away from going to the finals as well, and his cards were actually on the decline still at that point.
I would invest in Simmons. If I was going to invest right now in Zion, which is going to be a huge upfront investment, which I don't think it has a lot of room to grow. Ben Simmons, I think you can get in right now relatively cheap, and I think it has room to grow.
Okay.
Especially if he adds the element of being able to shoot threes.
But you're talking about, like, we know how the sports card industry works. Luka's already old. Simmons is ancient now in this hobby. It's too long ago. People didn't collect it or are collecting now. They didn't collect back then. They just collect now because of Zion.
I think Simmons can win an MVP. I think Simmons will win an MVP before Zion.
I don't know. Once again, don't think I'm hitting the hippie lettuce here. I'm saying stuff for the topic of conversation. I'm not saying that this is what I believe. What happens to his cards and what happens to this hobby if he wins MVP, his team wins the finals, Rookie of the Year? What happens?
There's only one thing.
What happens?
There's only one feasible thing that can happen there.
People's heads explode, or what?
He can win Rookie of the Year. Zion will not win MVP.
I'm just saying let's say that it does happen somehow. But some what? Miraculous way that, you know, the miracle on ice happened. Nobody thought the USA was going
to
be Russia.
So basically, like, Kawhi would have to get hurt. You know, Curry would have to get hurt. LeBron had to get hurt. Anthony Davis had to get hurt. Or there had to be a lockout, and Zion Williamson's the only one who's in the league.
There's a lot of talent on the Pelicans. I don't know why you guys act like it's just Zion's team.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, you're coming into the season and you're throwing him into the category of the top players in the league.
I'm not throwing him in the top category of the league. I am coming
But you're giving the what ifs.
Well, I'm doing the what ifs because he is the best selling basketball player in this hobby right now, hands down.
Until next year.
Well, is there going to be somebody that's going to be better than Zion next year coming out of the draft? LaMelo? Is LaMelo going to – are we going to talk about LaMelo this time of year?
Actually, LaMelo, if he does come out and say he is hypothetically like the number one pick overall, I think because what happened with Lonzo, I don't think he'll do that well. I don't think his cards will do that well out of the gate.
Okay.
I think people will be like, oh, no, it's another ball, brother.
It's another ball, brother. All he has to do is sign with UD next year and at some point win the MVP, Max says. But if you're looking at the Pelicans roster, I mean, let's not forget, Drew Holiday is one of the most underrated players in the league. He's on that team.
Man, you know what?
Lonzo Ball was second overall.
I was saying that Drew Holiday was a really good player years ago, and because you said Anthony Davis, he had nobody around him. And I'm all, he has Drew Holiday, and you just laughed at me.
Well,
now you just got done saying, because you love the Pelicans, you just got done saying, I got Drew Holiday now. Well, they had Drew Holiday the whole time.
Well, I didn't believe you because of, for the sake of the show, but I heard Kevin Durant say he was the most underrated player in the league, and I believe what Kevin Durant says. So, yeah, I'm on the Drew Holiday train.
Well, I said that before Kevin Durant.
Do you hang out with Kevin Durant?
I obviously know more about basketball than he does.
But they got Lonzo. They got Lonzo. You guys know how much I love Lonzo. So, Lonzo, I got Lonzo cards. His cards are going up, by the way. He hit three threes in the opening game, which nobody's talking about because of Zion's performance. You know, Jackson Hayes, I know you like Jackson Hayes, C-Red. I mean, they got Jackson Hayes. They got Derek Favors.
I like their entire roster.
Dude, they got Brandon Ingram.
Brandon
Ingram is supposed to be a superstar.
Yeah. They got young Derek Favors.
No, he's their vet. So this is what I like about their roster. They have their rookies that they just drafted. They have the Lakers core of rookies that were all high draft picks too, besides Josh Hart. And then they got their veterans, Drew Holiday, JJ Redick, Derek Favors. They have a perfect balanced team right now.
I don't like them right now, but I do like them in 5 years when they have the Lakers, what, three first-round picks?
Dude, they're going to be insane.
I'm saying that they're going to be – they're going to be really, really
they're
good.
They're good now, but they're going to be really good in the future.
They're
going to
be really good in 5 years, but they are not
– they're good now.
They're decent. Do you think they're going to be the eighth seed?
I do.
I think that they're going to – if they all play to their potential, they may be able to squeeze into that eighth seed. But you can't call them a great team if they're going to be in the eighth seed. You got to say that
you can say they're a good team.
They're going to basically go. They're about as good as Sacramento.
It's,
maybe
it's tough to be. First of all, it's tough to make the playoffs in the West. So if they make the playoffs, they're a good team.
Well, I forgot they have Jahlil Okafor too.
Yeah, oh, I forgot about Jahlil.
I mean, he another first rounder. So you know what's actually interesting? Looking at, they got Zion from Duke.
They got a shit ton of first round.
They have JJ Redick from Duke. They have Jahlil Okafor from Duke. They have Brandon Ingram from Duke, and they have Frank Jackson from Duke.
It's a Dookie team.
It is. It is a Dookie team. And
what is that?
It's a lot of Duke players for one.
It is a lot of. So they're smart.
And that's a lot of first rounders too. Well, so
all one and done's, huh?
And they got Alvin Gentry,
dude. All of a sudden, Pelicans roster to me is like, wow. They got something to build off.
You,
of.
Dude. I'm telling you. I wouldn't. I said 6-8. I might be 4-6 now. 4-6 seed.
No, if they go any, they're gonna 8 seed is like the best they can do.
I think the highest they'll get is 6. If all goes well.
And I think that is right where you go, good team.
Yeah.
Not great team. Maybe a team on the come up, but
good team.
Good team.
Well, when does National Treasures?
But not even close
May,
to
of next year.
Not
April.
Even close to a contending team.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Time will tell. So National Treasures comes out in, you said March, right?
April, May.
So usually. How many games will the Pelicans have played by then? Maybe half? No,
more
less
than half.
More than half?
Yeah.
So what if they're like, what does that do to his NTRPAs, which we already know they're going to be insane. Let's just say the Pelicans are like 30-15 at that point.
They won't be. They won't
so
be.
Sure. He's they so won't, sure.
No, they'll, by the All-Star break, maybe they'll have 20 wins.
We should write some of this stuff down and then revisit these in later episodes.
You shouldn't, though. Because it.
Well, I'm right most of the time.
No, you're
all
not.
My predictions are
But you're not,
right.
though.
I am.
You're not.
Got crystal ball over here. So, and the other, the big RPA, which apparently that was just on that last slide, the true RPA 1-of-1 with the Duke logo, and he put NPOY. Is that National Player of the Year? Is that what that means? What's NPOY mean? So Zion signed it and inscribed it NPOY.
NCAA Player of the Year? No?
NPOY. What does that mean? National Player of the Year? I don't know. Anyways, it's a 1-of-1. Apparently, through forums, this is allegedly, the guy that had this got offered $45,000, and he turned it down. So now he sent it to our buddy 123, and with 6 days left, it's up $12,000 for this Zion player-worn jersey. What do you think this ends at, C-Red?
I think he'll get close to what that guy was originally going to spy it for. I don't know if it's going to go over 45. And this is what I mean when that's why I said the last one, the horizontal premium. That's why I thought it was a good buy, because 15K, this one's going to go for way more than 15K.
So yeah.
This is the ridiculous one, the true RPA one.
Man, those corners are bad.
the Immaculate Corner. That's the one thing about Immaculate, as much as I love the product. Yeah, especially this year with the brighter colors, with collegiate colors, like the corners are dinged, especially that bottom left corner. Most of those RPAs are jacked.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I wanted to mention to you guys, that don't think that Zion's going to come out this much, because it's going to be – this is the only product. It's like Panini is giving us a tester.
Christmas early.
It's like you know when you buy that Harry's razor or that Gillette Mach 5 razor, mm-hmm. and the very first razor lasts you like 2 months, mm-hmm. and then you go and you buy the replacement and it lasts one shave? Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be like for every other single product that comes out with Zion in it.
That is a real thing.
It is.
That is a real thing.
It's important for people to realize that they don't often make products like this where the print run is so low where it's going to be as loaded as this. Last time we've seen something similar was 2017 Immaculate Collegiate Football, where supposedly they made not that much of it, where every box was loaded with sick patches and top rookies. So you're not going to see this again. If you know, especially probably not for the rest of this year.
And this 3-of-5 came out of the box that I got personally. So that was a sad day for me, but a happy day for Mr. Kevin. My $400 investment. Somebody got lucky and hit that in the break on Monday. So nice little Nike tag. But what I wanted to do is break it down by the numbers. So I got this from Group Break Checklist. Shout out to those cats over there doing great work, putting up numbers and you know, getting those checklists out. So there's 555 total Zion hits in Immaculate Collegiate. So and he actually has the most hits out of any player in that set. There's 110 players in that set. He has 550 total cards and their hits. There's no base. There is 164 relics. So if you take that number away, you could 400 autographs of Zion in Immaculate Collegiate. And if you take the base, which there's only 20 base cards and there's 96 total base cards, it comes up with 1920 boxes. If they did cases, it's about 384 cases. So the ratio of Zion, if we were doing case breaks, if they put this out to the public like they would do in normal years, there would be a Zion in every case. mm-hmm. based on that ratio, which is just absolutely mind-blowing to
me. Won't happen again for the rest of the year.
It won't. And I'm trying to wrap my head around Panini's thought process on this, because you take that amount of money. They took in about $800,000 in the run, right? But they burned, I'm not saying burned, but they used 400 Zion autographs. They could have probably put the product out, had the same amount of success with half of that. So it's an interesting scenario why they decided to go this route with Immaculate Collegiate that was a direct consumer type of product. So that either leads you to believe that they're going to do more direct consumer, or they just didn't know what was going on. I don't know. What do you guys think? Why do you think they put so much Zion autos in such a short run?
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. I don't think that they really, I think they plan for products about 6 months to maybe even a year ahead of time, right? Maybe even closer to a year. I don't think that this was a release that they were planning on doing until maybe the right when they signed Zion.
Like made it official?
Made it. I don't think that they were going to plan on. I don't think this is a product that they were really going to plan on doing.
I mean, at the same time, it's probably the best marketing you could come up with, right? To get everybody hyped up. I mean, all the products are going to sell like crazy regardless. Sorry, repeating. But maybe a marketing thing. I don't know.
I feel like they could have, you guys really, I mean, everybody complains about Panini, but they really gave it back to everybody.
Over-delivered.
They over-delivered on it. They could have made 4,000 boxes and probably would have had the same amount of success in selling them out right away. And as long as they had more content to put, which maybe that was the problem.
That was the issue. If they didn't have 6 months or a year planning to get the content in here, they were kind of behind the eight ball trying to get it out. So, like, mm-hmm. they knew that if they had X amount of autos of Zion, it would be enough to carry the product.
Right.
They wouldn't have to make that much of it.
Right.
I don't know how much they're paying Zion, but
can't
be cheap. They didn't make a lot of money on this.
Not as much as I feel like they could.
Oh yeah, they left some meat on the bone.
We all love that, right?
We don't, but you know, I'm gonna say it.
What's interesting about this, I noticed when this came out last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was released on Panini, I noticed like it was like one of the first few times I went on all their socials and everybody was so happy because a lot of people got this product, right? Were able to get these boxes. And then not 1 week later, Prism Draft comes out and not a lot of people got that one. And they were back to complain about the same crap they were complaining about right before the Immaculate. Everybody got Immaculate.
Hey, man.
Right?
WBs. I didn't get any Prism draft picks. I personally didn't get any Immaculate Collegiate as well.
Yeah.
I got shut out.
I got one.
No. Now, we went through and we're swooping them up at market value on eBay.
Yeah, that's why you see all these
and
boxes.
That's why you see these. We see the value at market value right now. I think it's a good rip for everybody at market value. Again, 1,900 boxes made. You're like Doug was saying before, you're not gonna see a release this year where you're gonna see as many Zions. If you want Zions,
not close.
You're not even gonna get close to the value you're gonna get in Immaculate Collegiate. I'll keep on buying boxes until they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. I mean, and another crazy number that I just came up with, right, is say on average, and I kind of include the relics in here too, but say you took the RPAs are selling for $1,500, so obviously there's some lower number RPAs that are going for nosebleed prices. Mm-hmm. So if you took an average of $2,000, let's just say every Zion auto sells for $2,000 on average because you have the $50,000, you have the $1,500, whatever. If they sold that all individually, that'd be $1.1 million just on Zion cards. If they literally didn't put it out to the public, and I don't think they legally could do that. But let's just say for the sake of this, that they took in 800,000. But if they would have sold all the Zion cards individually, they could have made 1.1 million.
And still had all that other.
And
content.
Still had RJ Barrett. Still had Rui Hachimura. You know, that's crazy if you think about it. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of products out there that you could take the content and sell it for more than what they're selling the box prices for. So. it's nuts when you think about it. So this literally, I don't think we've ever seen a product this loaded. And you can see what creates a product being loaded. It's supply and demand. And there's only 1,900 boxes made. On a typical Immaculate, like what we're going to see next week, Immaculate 1819, which is still coming out, by the way.
2,000 Luca, cases.
You're looking at, 2,000 cases. So you're looking at, and that's a five-box case, right? So you're looking at 10,000 boxes. So you're looking at 10 times the print run on that kind of product compared to what they just did with Immaculate
the
Collegiate.
The closest thing I can remember was the first version. The first, was it 16 honors?
Yes.
Was football.
Oh,
was,
I love that product.
Was absolutely loaded.
I love that product.
This is actually the closest product I've ever seen.
At, yeah.
Like being basically like, 99 out of 100 products, if you were to just open up boxes and try to make money on them, you're going to lose. This is the 1%. This is the one where you can actually open up boxes and probably make money.
Yeah, I mean
you're looking for one guy. But
yeah, I mean now at the price that it's at, it probably doesn't make $700 is a little tough if you're getting a Zion every five boxes. I mean, I don't know what RJ Barrett's selling at.
You get, say you buy five boxes at $700, you got $3,500 invested. You should hit a Zion out of there.
You should.
You hit a Zion, we're going to say the cheapest Zion you're going to hit is going to be around $2,000. So you're into the rest of the boxes for $1,500.
Right. Looks like RJ Barrett's selling for $350. For a 99.
Ja Morant's the second highest selling rookie.
What's he going for?
About like 4 or 5.
Let's see, Ja. I mean, it should be. He's a second overall pick, right?
Yeah.
So Ja Morant's, about 350, 400. So you still, I mean, theoretically, they have almost the same numbers. If you open four boxes, you probably should get an RJ or a Ja or a Zion. Should, right? So it's crazy. I mean, that's just something we won't see. And I just want to let you guys know, as hobbyists and people that are going to buy, upcoming releases, that don't think that it's going to be this way.
You guys see your phone? Prepared. First off the line, premium edition,
yep.
EMAC.
$600. $600.
Is that tomorrow?
Oh, and they're calling it premium edition.
Yeah, because they're promising an RPA and then another RPA.
That's why it's more expensive.
Right. Premium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get on that tomorrow. I want to tell you guys about an amazing, unique break that we're doing on Friday, guys. It's filling up as we speak. It is our Get a Full Box, and we're calling it Full Box Friday. So it's 65 total spots, and every spot in the break gets a box or a case. So nobody goes empty-handed, and that's the kind of breaks we like. Make sure everybody gets something. So the buy-in is $299. There is about 10 to 15 just really sought-after items. There's the Totally Tom Brady box, which those go for about $2,500. That is a guaranteed signed Tom Brady item, whether it be a jersey, a football, a helmet, and he has some very, very unique inscriptions that are only in that set, and they only made 20 cases of that, so somebody's going to walk away with that. Somebody's going to get a case of National Treasures baseball. That's like $2,000. Somebody's going to get a case of 17-18 cup hockey. Somebody's going to get a box of 17 contenders. That is Mahomes's is the product that Mahomes is in. You got a chance at Mahomes and Watson, for that matter. I mean, Watson's been playing well as well, and Trubisky. So that's a $1,000 box. We got Flawless in there. We've got National Treasure 2016 in there. We have other cases. So it's kind of a low risk, high reward type of break. The worst you could do is about $80 in hobby boxes. But the beauty of that is you don't know what you're going to get in the box. So you could get Super Fractor or something out of the lower end boxes, and now you just hit an amazing card. So we have the option of either opening it up live or shipping it sealed. So it'll be a fun event. All three of us are going to be participating in that. We've got a bunch of giveaways attached to that. We've got an early bird bonus. If you're one of the first 35 to check out with that, you got a chance of getting a free spot. So that's like getting two boxes or two cases, for that matter. We're also going to be giving away a Zion to 25 in that break. I'm going to throw some silver packs in. We've got all kinds of stuff. Full Box Friday, this Friday, October 11th. So check it out. If you go to mojobreak.com, it's right on the front page. It's the splash, or you can get it on our schedule. And just as a reminder, with our breaks, everything is scheduled and everything is guaranteed to break. So you can go in and you can see what you like, whether you like clear-cut hockey, which we're breaking today, or clearly authentic. Those are all scheduled out, guaranteed to break. We offer pick your team styles. We offer random style breaks, random numbers. We have something for everybody. We have cheap breaks. We have huge 100-box mixers as well. So we're doing all kinds of things at MojoBreak.com. So back into the basketball talk. So there's some interesting stuff going on. We're still on the Zion topic. We're going to football's coming up. So if you're like, I'm tired of talking about basketball, we're going to talk Baker in a minute. But NBA basketball hoops, which is going to be one of the first releases this year. Blowout currently, and all the other online retailers are the same price, $128 for a hoops box, which is kind of crazy. So if you look at last year's hoops, which is currently on sale, last year's hoops is $57. So that is double the price before it came out.
$70 is the retail. Or the map. That's the suggested.
$70, yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's double the price already. It hasn't even came out. We don't even know what it looks like. Donruss is currently $200, which is unheard of.
$200.
People are thinking they're getting a high-end box for $200.
$200?
$200.
It's a good deal.
$200?
They got
local bands in there?
Now.
I know they got local bands. I think I'm in a local band.
Now they're trying to kind of revive this brand. This has been.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They are. They made a lot less of this. So just to let you know.
Did they?
They did.
You sure?
I'm sure. Okay. I'm not. No. I've heard from sources that they made less of
it. Did you just get a job at Panini?
Panini!
Dan's announcing his retirement from Mojo Break, and he's now currently the head of sales at Panini.
Oh, no, don't. Don't say that.
Hit him up about your allocations. Send him some love letters. But yeah, $200. So, and then you look at Donruss from last year, it is $87. So
they're trying to revive the brand.
They're trying to revive the brand. It's double as good. But I know they do have the next day autos, which are going to be super popular. But if they keep it the same format, the next day autos were either one per case, sometimes four per case. So I'm saying getting a next day Zion auto is probably 1 to 10 or 12 cases. So you're talking about $2,400 retail. Or no, is it 10 box case?
Probably 1 per 20 box case. Or right. 1 per 20 case, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, I just want you guys to temper your expectations. And that's where, and I'm not just saying this because we sell breaks. Basketball this year is probably going to be best digested in breaks because it's a lot easier to take a $50 to $100 hit in a break spot than it is to buy a case for $2,000 and get a Rui Hachimura as your best hit.
Hey. You
know? Which he may be good. Who knows?
No, I mean, I think we're downplaying the rookie class. I mean, this may be one of those years where you can swoop up on a bunch of really talented first-rounders that are going to be under the radar because everybody's got that Zion fever.
Right.
This is so true. I'm just saying, like, there's a good chance – if you don't get a Zion or you don't get the Pelicans in a random,
yeah, but
you may still do pretty well.
But dude, box price. So basically, I think guys try to say box prices are going to be brutal this year for if you're doing a personal rip.
Yeah, yeah,
they're going to be brutal.
They're brutal, and you know, with this market, the big major online retailers and the distributors are not going to let it fall too much. Yeah. It's going to take a catastrophic event of like. You know, an MCL, PCL, tear, and Zion for maybe the boxes to go down
actually,
slightly.
I'll tell you right now, we've seen injuries
affect it at all.
What could affect it is if Zion does something and he gets kicked out of the league.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah
That would be like pulls a Ray Rice or something. Yeah,
that's the one thing.
That's the one thing that could damage the market.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
But the him getting hurt, there's going to always be the what if.
Yeah. When he comes back.
When he comes back, what if factor.
The Ben Simmons effect.
Yeah, yep. So I don't think that. I think we're protected from injury.
Mm-hmm.
You're not protected from him getting kicked out of the league, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So
seems like a good kid, though. I don't know.
So. I'm not saying this is an option. This is like an option. This is going to happen. Man, I don't know what's going on. But
I turned on his knobs real low.
I think
too.
These headphones might have gotten blown out somehow. Too many Zion booms.
But they're not. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah,
that's
I probably screwed Zion.
No, I tried to unplug
them. I went out and bought three.
I don't know if these are the new or the old ones. We can switch them out. But Prism Draft is around the corner too, guys. Coming out next week. We've got a few breaks posted of Prism Draft, and that got cut off there. But that retail price is $294.
$300.
$300. And I mean, that's almost triple. Like, what?
Shut your mouth.
That's
$300. That's, they got local bands in here?
Seriously, is there a Super Fractor or
now,
gold vinyl?
Now here is where I'm curious to see what goes down. They're gonna have
the product.
They're gonna have prisms, prism silvers.
Yes, that's in the next slide.
How are the Zion prism silvers gonna do in a college uni?
Yes, that's something to keep an eye on.
I wanna know.
It depends on how often they fall, right? If it's like one per case, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, they should short print them.
Oh, I thought you meant silvers in general. I'm like, if silvers fall one per case.
No, I meant one per case for. One per box. My bad. One per box.
But of a play, like of anybody though.
Of anybody.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be that way. It's probably going to
one per box would be awesome.
No, but it'll probably be five per box, right?
Yeah, it sucks that you do get a lot of silvers.
It says look. Oh wait, here you go. Look for five parallels, five autographs per box. So, but that doesn't mean it's a silver. It could be any kind of parallel. So, you may get one silver a box, like you said. So.
I hope it's one silver. Like, I hope for regular prism. Nah, I'm hoping too much now. I was gonna like, I hope regular prism hobby is only one, but I know they're about to put like 20 silvers.
No, they're actually gonna have to stretch it out. So you may be right. They're gonna have to stretch it out over the 17 other prism releases they're gonna come out with, all the different variations of them.
But that's tough because it's been different so many years. It's gonna make for market confusion later on. Like.
Wait, what was
last year, how many Luka silvers between every different type of prism? But if you go back to like 13-14, there wasn't that many silvers,
right? Mm-hmm. You're gonna have
market confusion going forward. So I would love the fact if they cut silvers and made them harder to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the last 2 years they were not, so like
they made way more.
How do you view
infinitely more
Lucas and Lonzo and Tatum's when there's like a who knows how many they made.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they don't mess with it, but I don't know.
I'm going to look up the,
they're in a business of making money.
And Prism's the product.
Prism is a product where they can make money.
Exactly.
Because it's
sticker parallels,
sticker autos. And you're only getting what, two autos a box and a retail box. So, I mean,
they could go 2014 Chrome with it if they wanted to.
They could go 14 Chrome football.
Yep. If they really wanted to.
Panini Prism Silvers currently, as it stands, on Beckett only. Keep in mind, people probably use PSAs. 1,352 graded silver Luka Prisms currently.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Is that?
How about Giannis?
How many are those at 9.5s?
631.
Half, huh?
That's a lot.
Gee.
Actually, no black labels. Zero. And there's only one. There's 8 10s, but zero black labels of Luka.
I love how it's just straight half 9.5s. Like they almost were like, well, give half of them.
There's 466 9s. There's 1 5. So pop one. 6.5. Oh, C-Rad 6.5. There's two of them. 7 is 7. That's weird. 36 7.5. 52 8s. And man, how bad does that 6.5 have to be? How'd you even send that in? Somebody must have, it must have a corner chewed off of it or something.
Hey,
man.
Send it in to C-Rad Conrad Graves Service.
Right.
I'll take a look at it.
And then the next slide, we got to move on to because we're running out of time. But I just want to mention the next slide is the regular Prism design. Obviously,
is that the design this year?
That's the design for Prism.
Oh my God, that is nice.
But I don't know if they're gonna see that's they're showing Jaren Jackson. Obviously, he's not a rookie anymore, but. Are they going to have a background photo for the rookies? I don't think so. So it's kind of a deceiving photo. I want to see it. I want to see an actual rookie in there because
you remember that one year for Prism 15-16, they did collegiate. Remember, but it was hobby.
Yeah, but those are the autos.
Yeah, those were the autos.
Those are the autos. So that's the design there.
Dude, that's a nice design.
It looks like pretty nice. It looks like that's going to be a silver, right?
Oops. I went all the way to the Baker May. Sorry.
All right, and I wanted to talk about some interesting inserts. So this is in Prism. It's called Far Out. And all I can think about is Far Out, man.
That's not, that, That is not what they're going for.
Far out.
Far out. It's far out.
I know
out.
For three, but it's stupid.
So somebody I ain't feeling that.
But
that
what
much.
I mean, they've already used the downtown.
I keep using it. Just put from three or something from the line, from the 3-point line.
From the line?
Far out, man. Far out.
Far out. It's a far out three.
Far out piece. And then this one, absolutely. And Contenders, the base design looks amazing, but permit to dominate and license to dominate from Contenders and an insert. And it looks like those are autos, unless those are going to be the facsimile autos. I don't know. That is absolutely throw up in your mouth bad, in my opinion.
It's in the right spot for an auto.
It's stupid, though.
That's where your autograph would be on your license.
It would be. But permit to dominate when you're underage, you got the vertical license, and then when you're old enough like Jason Tatum, then you got the it's just
they've done it before. I don't think it's that.
If you're listening to the podcast, look at the Contenders sell sheet and look at these permit to dominate and license to dominate, and they're even cut round. It's stupid. The basketball design department has been getting better, but there's just moments like this. It brings them right back down to earth.
Nah,
their true colors show.
Good job, Five Guys.
Yeah, good job, the Five Guys.
No.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but
it's not great, but...
I did my own
version. I thought it was funny.
To segue into the next segment, I did my own version. We've got the 49er license to dominate. 4-0, baby.
Dude, that is that is like some terrible photo dropping job. Like, you didn't even try.
I did. I spent like 20 minutes on it. What are you talking about?
Like... You couldn't even get all the rest of the font out of there.
Can you even do it?
I probably could.
Probably can't.
I probably could, but you.
Well, what technique do you do to cover that up? You probably don't know.
You
probably don't know.
I'm pretty sure I could figure it out. But you were doing it though. Well, you were doing it.
It's called a rubber stamp.
But you kind of stopped.
It was a lot of work. I mean, I just did it for effect. You guys get the idea. The Niners 4-0 license to dominate.
Looks like you just got some white out and just threw it down.
So well, technically, that's what it is.
Where it lands.
Well, when you're doing, I'll run you through a Photoshop, a little course here. When you're doing rubber stamp, you take a part of the image from another part of it, and you kind of rubber stamp it all the way around. That's what I was doing. So,
yeah,
but anyways,
no, I get that. But
Baker Mayfield, we're on Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was the hottest thing since sliced bread last year. Cards were going insane. How many people are still on the bandwagon? Do you guys still believe in Baker Mayfield? His stats are historically bad. Second season, he is obviously the team's 2-3, which is actually pretty good for being the Browns. He's got a QBR rating of 68. He's got 4 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, leading the league in interceptions. And let's keep in mind, he's got Jarvis Landry, he's got Nick Chubb, he's got Odell Beckham.
Odell.
He's got Myles Garrett on the defense.
My wife told me Odell was throwing a fit after the game.
Oh, really? He's crying like a little baby.
He was kicking stuff. He almost hit her and one of the top HR guys because he was kicking helmets around after the game.
That can't be good for the foot. You ever try to kick a helmet?
He might have CTE like Antonio Brown. Who knows? But what do you guys think? If you have a Baker Mayfield card, are you scared? Are you selling your Baker Mayfield cards? Or are you like, oh, sophomore slump, he's going to break out, he's going to be fine? What do you think? I was on the bandwagon. I'm kind of hanging on to the bandwagon now. I got 1 foot out the door.
I should just mic drop this and just go home. Because there was this one guy here out of the three who was never on the Baker bandwagon.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Always talked about how he was overrated.
TJ, right?
I like his personality.
He was never that good. I didn't hear that. What was that?
That was the Bosa.
Okay, yeah, that's what he sounds like. He doesn't talk a lot.
No, he doesn't. But yeah, Baker Mayfield.
I think right now, I mean, if you are believing in Baker Mayfield and you're still on the bandwagon, I think this is a time to buy.
Could be.
I don't recommend it because I don't.
Well, here's the thing.
His offensive line's terrible, but you could. That's an easy excuse for every quarterback that struggles. Blame it on the offensive line. Offensive line must be terrible.
He has gotten sacked 16 times this year.
No, but so the Texans' offensive line
is
absolutely terrible. Worse than the Browns' line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watson is figuring out how to make it happen.
Cardinals have a bad line too.
He's a man.
Cardinals have a bad line.
Well, here's my take. And the reason I like Baker Mayfield is also the reason why I hate Baker Mayfield. And I think that's what's going to split the hobby and maybe drive his prices down. Is people like how outgoing and how he goes and he speaks his mind. But there's also a group of people that hate him for that reason. So if you look at a guy like Deshaun Watson, you know, who went out and got berated on some of his losses, he just keeps it kind of vanilla. Like, I know I ripped on vanilla quarterbacks before, but I'm starting to kind of turn the page on that and think that maybe you need to be vanilla if your cards are going to sell. Because if you create enemies and you know, he comes out and he talks crap about the team he played. Like, say you're a Jets fan and he comes out and he beats the Jets and, you know, he waves the flag around, grabs his nuts. You're not going to like Baker Mayfield. You're not going to want to collect him. So I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. People love him for that, but I think there's a lot of people that hate him for that. So now you have a pool of buyers that are shrinking. So I think that's ultimately going to affect his value, unless he wins. Everybody forgets about it when he wins. But when he's not winning, everybody points out the fact that he's out there, you know, complaining about Rex Ryan, you know, and not winning games. He's out there complaining about Rex Ryan. He's not focused on the game. He's focused on all the other stuff. He's in every commercial. You know, maybe he didn't have time to study the playbook over the offseason because he's been in every single freaking commercial that you could ever imagine to be in. He just got all these endorsement deals. So I think for that reason, I think people start to hate him. You see him too much. People hate Buck. Joe Buckman, you know, Joe Buck and Aikman, but Joe Buck.
Joe Buckman.
I know, I had to say it because we said it earlier off the air. But people hate Joe Buck because he's on like every freaking game. So, I mean, you start seeing too much of Baker, unless you're a diehard Browns fan, you're going to start to hate him. So this is a recent contenders right after the game on Tuesday sold for $1,050 for a 9-5-10. Two, 3 weeks prior to that, they were selling for $1,400. So you already seen a little bit of a dip.
So it's a big dip.
That's a big dip. So, I mean, obviously there's just two sales. You can take the whole scope of the sales and really kind of figure out, you know, where he's at. But, yeah, you're seeing a little bit of dip. You're seeing some people jump off the bandwagon. I got some questions for both of you guys. So talking about some quarterbacks in the NFL that are maybe close to his skill level or maybe in the same category. Obviously, I can't mention Breeze, Brady, and everything like that because we know the answer to that. But it's kind of a who would you rather have segment. And if you're collecting or maybe even your franchise quarterback, we'll start with Dan. Baker or Minshew?
Baker.
Okay.
Ooh.
C-Rad, Baker or Lamar Jackson?
Ooh. That one, you gave me a hard one. Lamar Jackson.
Ooh, okay. Dan, Baker, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
You go Josh Allen, okay.
I go Josh Allen.
I go Josh Allen. Baker versus your boy Darnold.
I'm going to say Baker because I haven't seen enough of Darnold.
Yeah, he's had that mono thing. He's coming back this week. Dan, Baker versus Trubisky.
Trubisky.
C-Rad, Baker versus Kyler.
Kyler all day, baby.
Ooh, okay, that's an interesting take. Explain to me why on that one.
You
like him better.
It's only for a few weeks, but from playing behind that bad line that they have, he's pretty impressive, dude. Especially on the feet too.
Yeah. All right, Dan, Baker versus Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones.
Baker.
You go Baker on that one. I should go back to Dan on this one, see what he's going to say. But I'll give this one to both of you. This is my last comparison. Baker versus Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Ooh, okay. You both going Jimmy G.
Yep.
And keep in mind, Jimmy G's actually played less games.
Yeah, just relax because I'll tell you why I'm going Jimmy G. I think that one right there is really, really close. It's like neck and neck. Going Jimmy G because he has more of the intangibles that a quarterback needs. His height.
He's good looking.
His height. He watching that Niners game and seeing how many balls were either tipped at the line or batted down. That's tough.
They gotta be pretty close in height, though.
It's tough to. I don't see Jimmy G getting that many balls batted down. That's a drive killer. Also, it's a good way to get a ball tipped and intercepted.
So 6'1" on Baker, at least by according to his Wikipedia.
I would say 6'4" with Jimmy.
6'4"? I don't think so, man.
6'2". Now, I think they're similar. Baker, I think, is a little bit more mobile. But they have that same they both will force throw a ball that they probably should just throw away. They both do that.
They both do that. All right, well, we're getting really short on time. I had one last segment, but I want to tell you guys, talking football, we got Impeccable Football releasing.
Woo! Ooh. Sorry.
Releasing on Friday. You can see that Conrad cannot contain his excitement over this product. It is his favorite product. He does have an impeccable tattoo on his back. So he has that eye. And it's his favorite product, basketball, football. He wants him to make it in every sport. But we got that going down on Friday. And we have pick your team styles for Friday. We also have randoms as well. So check that out this Friday, October 11th. MojoBreak.com. I wanted to talk a little bit about collectability in defensive guys. So we've seen the defensive player of the week was Mr. Nick Bosa. But we know in this hobby that defensive players do not sell. Do you think there will ever be a time in this hobby that will ever change?
No, they do sell.
I mean, they sell. Okay, I should rephrase that. They don't sell as well as a quarterback. They don't sell as well as a running back. They don't sell as well as a wide receiver. Tight ends and defensive guys, probably that's where the level's at.
That's right where they're at.
Which is funny to me. I mean, defensive guys.
I mean, Aaron Donald doesn't sell for that much.
No, he doesn't. But why is that? When you actually, it seems like you see more highlights of big hits these days.
And you know me.
I like big hits.
I like big hits.
I mean.
You know me.
Will the tide ever change? Will there ever be a guy? And I love Nick Bosa. I'm a homer. You know, I mean, will there ever be a guy that just starts selling as well? I'm not going to say they're ever going to sell as well as a quarterback, but let's just say they climb that ladder and they sell as well as a wide receiver.
No, I.
Why do you think that is?
They don't score touchdowns.
That's it.
Well, touchdowns are the equivalent of home runs.
Okay. Why do you guys think in the chat?
It's kind of like, why don't pitchers sell well?
Yeah.
Crickets.
But at some point, things could turn around. Prism Silvers were selling for $13. Mm-hmm. They sell for a lot of money now.
Defensive players are never going to sell. I mean, but they do sell. Like, that's the thing. We keep on saying never going to sell. That's incorrect. They do sell. They're just never going to sell for as much as a quarterback.
Leave it on this slide. So we're talking about defensive players. Let's just say you were about to get beat up by two guys, and you could pick one defensive player in football of all time. Which guy would you pick to have your back in that fight?
Bill Romanowski.
Okay. Why? Because he spits on people?
Because he's a little crazy.
But it's. I mean, you wouldn't ever pick. I mean, let's just say I opened that up into the entire NFL.
Didn't he punch somebody on the Niners and like?
He spit on J.J. Stokes.
No, I think he punched somebody, and it was during like training camp, and the guy like had permanent sight damage. I don't know if it was Romanowski. It was somebody. Thought it was Romanowski.
Yeah, it probably was. I mean, it sounds like something Romanowski would do. But you probably wouldn't ever pick a wide receiver or running back, right? I mean, if I gave you the whole scope of the NFL to have somebody in a fight, you're probably not picking like Amari Cooper to get your
Darren
back.
Sproles.
Yeah, right. You're not going to do that, right? You're going to pick a lineman or a linebacker. And actually, you're probably not even going to pick a cornerback. You're not going to have Jalen Ramsey.
I think I'm going old school linebacker.
See, Rad, who are you going with? If you're going toe to toe, 2-on-2, and you got one guy to pick to be your second guy to fight this fight, who you got? Who's got your back?
Easy, Jonathan Abram.
Jeez,
he got them hands, dude.
Wow. I think he would just walk away.
All right. How about Vontaze Burfict?
Okay, that's.
Oh well, yeah, that's a.
And I have him in the slide, so I picked out some big defensive guys. What about J.J. Watt? You think J.J. Watt? That's got to be a top guy on people's list.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like a guy that would be like down to fight.
You just think he's just physically big, right?
Yeah, I think he's just. I don't think he has that like ultimate mean streak.
He could probably throw fools around though.
No, but that's why I went Romanowski because
you got to have that little bit of mean.
No, not a little bit. Like you got to have that guy who's just like fire in his eyes.
How about Aaron Donald? Would you have Aaron Donald?
I don't think Aaron. I don't think Aaron Donald would be a good fighter. I put him in the J.J. Watt. He's just big teddy bear.
How about we already talked about Vontaze? I put him in the Bengal uniform. Sorry. What about your boy Richie Incognito?
He'd be a good guy to have in a fight.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That Richie Incognito would be a.
I could. See
I mean, I, be honest. Like he'd probably kick everybody's ass and then probably kick your ass too.
I could see him just shotgunning like 5 beers in 2 seconds and just like, let's go to town. I mean, this guy, surprised, and he's still playing, right? He's on the Raiders still? He's out there active?
On the Raiders.
Unbelievable. This guy, his father died like 2 years ago. I couldn't believe this story. His father died 2 years ago. He was at the funeral and he was yelling that he wanted to cut off his head and freeze it, and they wouldn't let him do it. So he threatened to go out to his car, and this is real. I'm not making this up. He threatened to go back, go to his car and grab some guns until they let him cut off his dad's dead head and freeze it, because he thinks, you know, obviously he was very emotionally attached to his father. But that's just how crazy that guy is. So yeah, that's a guy. I think come to think of it, I think that's who I would have. How about Ray Lewis?
Yeah, I don't know. Again,
Ray Lewis has that face, though.
Yeah, but like, physically talented, gifted athlete. Don't know about him being a fighter.
We got some in the chat. I can't. We got Perfect in the chat. We have Atwater. We have a Ray Carruth drop in the chat.
Ray Carruth.
Well, right? I mean, you know, we won't get into that, but I could see why you'd pick him. But then you might have a murder case on your hands afterwards.
You could change this and just, you could be like, what about a quarterback? Was there any quarterback that you'd be like, all right, it's fighting time?
Oh man. That's tough.
Because quarterbacks, they're not known to get bad, not known to fight.
You know, I'd probably pick Aaron Rodgers. He looks like he might be able to throw down in a bar fight.
From Chico
with the mustache, you know? You'd have to have the mustache, though. Who else are we thinking of? Who quarterback wise? Who looks
Ben
like
Roethlisberger?
Yeah. Roethlisberger looks like he could beat somebody up. What did I say? Large Benjamin. Might have some large fists. Who else, man? I'm thinking they're in the NFL. Not Andy Dalton. Probably not Russell Wilson.
Joe Flacco?
Maybe Joe Flacco.
Eli.
How about
Eli could throw down.
Mariota?
Eli?
Winston? Man. Winston.
Winston.
Winston might be in there.
Not Jared Goff.
No, Jared Goff. He'll talk the situation down for you.
How about Josh Allen? Josh Allen, I might have him my back. He might have my back.
No.
How about the late, great Jared Lorenzen?
Jared Lorenzen, yeah. Yeah, the hefty lefty. Yeah, the hefty lefty would be good.
I think I'll pick Dan Marino. He looked like he could fight.
Dan Marino. I like Dan Marino or I think if you go back to the eight, like Bernie Kosar, Jim Kelly.
Jim McMahon.
Jim Kelly looked like he could fight for sure.
Yeah, Jim Kelly looked like it. Joe Montana, probably not. Joe Montana probably be like, I'll be on their side. No.
Joe looks hella nice.
Yeah, maybe Steve Young more so. Who would win in a fight between Steve Young and Joe Montana?
Steve Young.
Yeah. See, I like the lefty. I'm a lefty. I'd like to have like a Jared Lorenzen or a Steve Young because we'd be.
Ken Stabler.
They're double
That's
lefty.
That's a good one. Ken Stabler.
Yep, Ken Stabler. Sean Mannion, somebody says. Yes. And then, by the way, I did see that video
or
of Sean Mannion.
How about Dan Fouts?
Dan Fouts, yeah.
Hey, Cat would probably whoop some fools up, too.
Hey, Mike Vick.
Jeff George.
Mike Vick looks like he might be able to beat somebody up.
Jeff George would probably beat somebody's ass.
Vince Young. Not Tim Tebow.
Actually, I want to name a guy who actually has been known for beating somebody up, but I can't think of a quarterback that actually has been into, like a fight.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Ryan Leaf's a good one. Ryan Leaf is definitely a good one.
You know who I wouldn't pick in a fight? Deion Sanders.
Oh, sometimes fight with Ryan.
The old
punching the helmets,
hand slapping.
Well, we've got a sold out, clearly off clear cut hockey coming up, and then we have another clear cut after that, guys. So get down on that, and then we have Clearly Authentic coming up. We got Bowman Chrome. We got a lot of stuff going on today, guys. So check it out, and we also on Friday, or actually tomorrow, sorry, Thursday during. The Patriots Giants football game, we're going to be breaking some impeccable early. We were able to secure a couple first off the line impeccable boxes, and see Red will be your Huckleberry tomorrow. So get in on those random team style. And there's actually going to be a good amount of hits because we got the three contenders That's 18 autos. There's five more hits in the illusions, right? So, I mean, that's a good amount of hits in that first off the line mixer, and you're going to get the exclusive RPA to 19 and the exclusive base card to 8 out of the impeccable box. So and there's three of them tomorrow. So get in on that on Thursday, first off the line, impeccable football. And that does it for the show, guys. We'll be back to break clear cuts. Sorry, there's too much clear going on today. We'll be back in about 5 to 10 minutes to break that, and we'll see you guys on the next show. Peace.
And that's it. Thanks for watching this episode.